And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, before we get started, I just wanted to make sure you know how much I appreciate your emails and messages, especially the funny ones from my favorite potty mouth comedian down in Beverly Hills. All right, as all of you know, I love America, which means I love the men and women who serve our country for our freedom. That's why today's opening segment is really important for you to hear. After all, you, the superhero taxpayer, you pay for everything that's going on with our military, including our failed destroyers in the Navy 7th Fleet based out in Japan. Now, as many of you know, we have 5 military branches, right? We got the Army, the Air Force, the Marines, the Navy, and the Coast Guards. And unfortunately, with the death of 17 innocent sailors over the past couple of months, one of these branches has a serious problem, and that's the Navy. Now, you realize the mission of the Navy is to maintain, train, and equip combat-ready naval forces capable of winning wars and deterring aggression and maintaining freedom of the seas. So what's the problem? Our naval destroyers are crashing into oil tankers and merchant ships at an alarming rate, which means innocent sailors serving our great country, protecting your freedom, my freedom, they're dying, and we're not even in a war. Now, over the past year, there's been 4 major naval accidents that have caused 17 innocent sailors to die. And you realize that most of these people who have died, they're young. We're talking 19, 20, 21. They've got their whole lives ahead of them. Now, can you imagine how many of these innocent 17 sailors thought they were going to die on a destroyer in Japan when there's not even a war? There's no enemies. Nothing is going on in the calm waters around them. Come on, none of these young men thought they were going to die while they're sleeping in their tiny bunk beds. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course I realize that joining the Navy and being in the Navy 7th Fleet Station in Japan is much different than going on a Royal Caribbean cruise. But what I'm having a really hard time understanding today is how our Navy destroyers can crash into an oil tanker that is 3 times their size when the naval destroyer is equipped with the best radar equipment in the world. Or is it? Seriously, did you realize that the most recent accident by the USS John McCain, hey man, what a cool name, was the second accident in 2 months involving a destroyer from the Navy's 7th Fleet, based down in Japan. Now, I don't know if you remember, but back in June, a Navy destroyer named the Fitzgerald, it collided with a frickin' cargo ship of all things. And of course, that was also down there in Japan, and it caused the death of 7 innocent sailors. Now, I don't know about you, okay? But after witnessing 4 major Navy accidents involving battleships and destroyers over the past year, you know, that tells me that something is seriously wrong with the Navy and something's got to change. Because guess how many sailors are stationed in the 7th Fleet? Are you ready? 140,000 men and women have dedicated their lives to protecting you and protecting me. So I don't think these young men and women signed up to die crashing into an oil tanker or a merchant ship, for God's sake. So what is the problem? Are the waters where these Navy destroyers too crowded for our ships to operate safely? Heck, we have traffic everywhere on our highways. So is it the same in the ocean? Because I don't remember when I was on a cruise ship seeing a whole bunch of other ships around me that we had to kind of navigate around. So I just don't understand it. So my question for you this morning is pretty simple. Do we need better crash preventative technology? Or do we need better people leading the ship? Do we need better people in charge of the Navy? Because we cannot have more accidents like this, especially when we're not at war. Now listen, you are the taxpayer, man, and I love you. But you're paying for everything, right? You're supposed to be paying for all of these men and all of the women and all of their safety and the equipment and the backup equipment. Bottom line is, I don't want our sailors and our nuclear weapons and our missile defense systems to be in accidents like we've seen over the past year. Because guess what? If the Navy can't help protect the sailors on the ship, how will the Navy protect you and your loved ones against an attack by North Korea? Now listen, this isn't a movie like The Hunt for Red October, where the world is saved in 2 hours. No, no, no. This is real life. So there's no popcorn. There's no diet soda. And there's certainly no yummy girl sitting next to you at the movie theater holding your hand. Instead, we've got 17 dead sailors whose families and loved ones are devastated, and they are destroyed for the rest of their lives down here on planet Earth. So here's what I want to know. What should the Navy do to make sure that their destroyers and their warships are safe so this doesn't happen again? Because I'm going to tell you something about the definition of insanity. We cannot do the same thing in our government. We can't do the same thing in our military over and over again and expect a different result. First of all, the Navy relieved one of their highest ranking commanders of his duties and retired him early. Hey, that was a no-brainer move considering that there were 4 collisions under his watch, including 2 fatal ones in the past 2 months. And you know what else the Navy's doing? They have suspended all of their ship operations worldwide for a day or two in the next week to review safety and operational procedures. Are you kidding me? You're only going to take a day or two to do this? I mean, don't you think you need way more time than that? Because I can barely clean my house or do laundry in a day or two. So how can the Navy audit and review their safety procedures and protocols on every destroyer they have in a day or two? Now, shouldn't the Navy also investigate the role that training and manning and crew communications play a role in these accidents? Because let's face it, these amazing young men and women who are your children and your nieces and your nephews and your grandchildren who join the Navy, don't you think they deserve better? Especially when the destroyer they live on is not involved in active combat. I think we can all understand that people die in wars. My uncle, he went to war, and I've talked to you about my Uncle Julie, and he came back without a leg, okay? So my family has personally seen the devastation that war brings. But I want to know is, how do you, the Navy, explain to mom and dad that their son is dead because the person driving the boat crashed into an oil tanker in the middle of the day? Now, obviously, most people agree that something has got to change. After all, Jacob Drake and Logan Palmer and Daryl Smith, may you rest in peace, who were 3 of the 17 sailors killed, They deserve better. Now remember, there's 84 warships equipped with special missile defense systems that are supposed to, you know, counter a possible North Korea missile strike. Now, I don't know about you, but I am extremely concerned because our U.S. warships can't even avoid crashing into other vessels with the most sophisticated radar and electronic tracking systems on board, not to mention some of the best sailors in the world. So the bottom line is simple. We have got to stop longer deployments. We need more ships and we need more people, which means we need more money for our military because it's not working. I know I get crazy when I talk about the military, but I love America and I love the military. And you know what else I love? Our next segment. Dr. Arnold Almonte is in the house, and we're going to talk about you, your face, loving the way you look, and feeling great on the inside. All of that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this. And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, for those of you who just turned the radio on, I want you to look in the mirror and pinch yourself, because we are about to talk to my favorite plastic surgeon in the country, and that is Dr. Arnold Almonte. You see, I'm making changes in my life. As many of you know, I'm now seeing Dr. Almonte, and the way that I feel about myself is unbelievable. I've got a little more confidence. I've got an extra step and maybe even a little more energy. So Dr. Almonte, I want to ask you right now, when people like me go to you, how do they feel on the inside? What are the things that you're noticing with your clients?
Plastic surgery is often thought of as a very technical procedure, you know, Botox and lifting and tightening. But in reality, plastic surgery is a very emotional decision for a lot of folks. I mean, I have patients coming into my office all the time talking about how, you know, over the years, now they're a little bit maybe depressed, looking a little older, a little bit more tired. Their eyes are a little bit more droopy, and even people at work telling them, hey, why are you so tired or sad? And in fact, they're not. They're starting to see these changes. And once they come through my office and, you know, we've had a chance to take care of them and treat them, all that really changes. They turn really into a much more confident person, much more energized. And that's what I feel plastic surgery is all about.
I feel emotional right now listening to you, Dr. Almonte, because I was in a 25-year relationship that I'm no longer in. So I am making really big changes in my life. Now, plastic surgery isn't going to cure a broken heart, but you know what, Dr. Almonte? You're giving your clients hope. So let's talk about the fears, right? You got people that are coming in, and they've got stuff going on the inside and the outside. So can you tell me about some of their fears? Because let's face it, Dr. Almonte, we all have fears, right? Are you afraid of the boogeyman? Are you afraid of the IRS? What are some of their fears?
Well, you know, fear is really when you have situations that you're unfamiliar with, the unknown. So many people are inundated with information about plastic surgery, but they don't know how to go about it. What procedures are best for me? How long do the procedures take? How much time do I have to take off? Is it going to affect my face? Am I going to look weird? Am I going to look different? How are my friends and family going to react to me? So these are the kind of things that I sit down and talk at length with my patients over, you know, several sessions sometimes in order to get them to relax and alleviate their anxieties. You know, our office is in Roseville. It's 916-771-2062. That's 916-771-2062. Or you can visit us on our website at dralmonte.com. That's dralmonte.com.
Dr. Almonte, you know, you talk about the way that people feel on the inside, and I completely respect that plastic surgery. You know, you do things to people's face. So what I want to know is, how do those people feel a month later? Can you share with us, what are they saying, Dr. Almonte? Give me some of the procedures they've had done and maybe some of the things that they say after going and seeing you.
So the first step is always at the consultation level. When we're before any procedure is done, I really do my best to try to set their expectations properly. So this is what you can expect at 1 week, at 1 month, at 6 months. And so they're already going into it knowing what to expect. But even then, they're still not knowing exactly how they're going to feel once until they actually get there. And so for some folks, you know, at a month later, they're just like elated. They're so happy. They can see the result. And they're very, and others sometimes take a little bit more hand holding as they go through because they're still dealing with the fact that, wow, you know, I look better. Sometimes people need time to process that.
I want to really touch on that brilliant point. Why are most people, Dr. Almonte, programmed to not change? They are programmed to settle for mediocrity. They are programmed to not really love the way they look and to not be madly in love with their partners. Why is that, Dr. Almonte, and how do you help them?
Ronnie, change is hard. And for many people, the decision to even go see a doctor about changing the way they look is a very difficult one. So part of the process that I go through with them is to talk about their life and what's going on in your life and trying to see if there's even room for change. Once you identify that, then talking about the procedures and how they're going to look later on is a much smoother road. But change is definitely hard for some folks. I think in the end, having you know, which comes first, the good looks or the higher self-esteem? Sometimes one comes before the other. And I'd like to invite anyone who has questions or wants to learn more to call our office at 916-771-2062. That's 916-771-2062. Or you can visit us on our website at dralmonte.com. That's dralmonte.com.
We've got Dr. Arnold Almonte in studio, and I'm in love with him. He is my plastic surgeon. What I want to know, Dr. Almonte, when we talk about that change, do you see a difference in your clients? Besides that physical look, they come in, their faces lit up. What other characteristics do you notice? You know, you talked about confidence, but I'm talking about deep on the inside. What do you notice?
Well, let me tell you, I'll just give this to you as an example. In the past, I would have patients come in for their after photos looking the same as they did for their before, basically no makeup, you know, because I wanted to get a good before and after picture. Well, I noticed a lot of my patients would come back for their after photos this time with full makeup, hair done, you know, nice outfits. And I used to think maybe I should have them change back. No, actually, that's wrong. That is actually a very confident patient. That's a patient who's very happy. So I made a decision just to let them be who they are. They're coming back very confident and very happy with how they look.
We know that gravity and aging, if we're so blessed to live a long life, it happens to all of us. However, I come back to having the courage to look in the mirror and say, I don't really love the way I look. Now, you mentioned when people have these procedures done, they've got maybe family, they've got friends, they've got external people in their life. How has the support been? What have you noticed, Dr. Almonte, about the support system that the women and the men that have come to your office have received from the people in their lives?
It's a great question, because I think the most important thing during the healing time is having that kind of support. You know, your body's going through the healing process. It's already feeling a little bit, you know, traumatized. And so you need that support. And whenever you have that great support, the healing process goes so much smoother. When it's not there, and, you know, for some folks, it's not always there. So it makes it a little bit harder, but that's where me and my staff come in to try to be that support and give them the kind of energy that they feel that they need. So all our procedures are performed under local anesthesia, and the consultation is free. Call 916-771-2062. That's 916-771-2062 for a free cosmetic consultation. Or visit us on our website at dralmonte.com.
All right. I know that I get a little excited, but I've got great news for you. I've got a segment coming up that is so original, so interesting, and so sexy. Can't wait for you to hear it. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this. And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Now, for those of you who just turned the radio on, I want you to roll down that window and scream, I won the lottery. And that is because we are going to talk about you and how you can actually live the American dream and qualify to buy a home. And that's because we've got our mortgage expert in studio, Megan Reeve. So Megan, I want to be human with you this morning, and I want to know, hey, I love you. I know who you are. I know how big your heart is. What do your clients say to you when talking about mortgages? Because let's face it, Megan, some people are afraid. They're fearful. They don't know if they're going to qualify. What do you hear from your clients?
I got a chance to talk to a client on my way here, in fact. She heard us a couple of weeks ago, and she wants to qualify for a home. And what is it that keeps somebody from wanting to qualify for a home? They're afraid. They don't think they can. They don't do this for a living. It seems overwhelming. And she wanted to work with someone she could trust, and she felt less intimidated reaching out to me. So I was so grateful that she heard me and she got the tone of what Reeves Loans is about. And she understands that it really is as simple as calling 888-862-3162. I say it, it's not a jingle. It really comes from my heart that I want to make a difference. And she's letting me make a difference in getting her qualified to buy a home.
Now, Megan, let's face it. Some people who call you, they're not married. They're single. Megan, I just got out of a 25-year relationship, and I know what that feeling is like. What are the challenges that you see, Megan, for maybe single people who are looking to qualify for a loan? Because let's face it, they're scared, Megan, and they don't even think they can qualify.
The challenge would only be if they don't try to find out. So the whole point is to call us and connect with us and let us look through what options are available to them. So if you're single, I'm going to look in the county that you live in and see if you qualify for down payment assistance. I'm going to see what's available in Vacaville or Roseville or El Dorado County or Sacramento County or LA County. We service clients all over the state and in multiple states. So there's an opportunity for us to look at what guidelines apply to you. So we may be able to get down payment assistance. And I've got big news, Ronnie. I've got big news. You didn't ask about it, but when we're talking about ease to qualify, I can't not say it. As of September, it is officially easier for folks to qualify for a house than it ever was. Why? Because Fannie Mae is increasing the debt-to-income ratio. What does that mean? I can qualify for more house, and it's easier to qualify. The back end ratio has been increased. I don't want to get all jargony and be a mortgage person, because that's not who I am. But the point is, if you were looking to purchase, you can now do it easier than you could last month.
Megan, you just gave Mike, my producer, and I an excuse to pop open that champagne. Okay, that is exciting news. Let's talk about some of the programs that are available, Megan, because people email me, they send me messages, and they want to know about the program. So can you tease us a little bit about programs that are available? You mentioned Fannie Mae and how that's going to just blow the roof off of this industry. What are some other loans and programs that people listening who want to buy a home need to know about?
Gosh, I could take the rest of the day, and I know you'd love that. Let's use the rest of the show and talk about every program available for folks. Is that okay, Mike? No, I think that's a bad idea. But Fannie, Freddie, Ginny, FHA, jumbo, conventional, hum a few bars, I'll sing it with you. We can do it all. You pick the flavor. This is Baskin and Robbins, but there's more than 31 flavors. So if you call 888-862-3162, we can personally apply the right program for you and what you're looking for.
Now, Megan, a lot of people are intimidated by the process. Can you explain to people listening, does it take a long time to qualify to go through this mortgage process? Is it short? Is it long? What is that process like? And what are the things that you're going to want to look at when your clients call you?
Well, you know, it just doesn't take as long as you think it does. It's going to take the time it's taking us this morning to finish our chat. In that amount of time, had you gone through ReevesLoans.com with application and documentation, I could already have you pre-approved for your home this morning, Ronnie. That's how long it takes.
Now, Megan, I realize that the housing market is a little bit tighter, right? Let's face it. There's not as many people who are releasing homes to the market. But what I know about you, Megan, is you make things happen. What is your magic? What is that little abracadabra, that awesome thing that you've got besides being wonderful, loving, smart, and beautiful? What is it about you, Megan?
Well, we've got our finger on the pulse on the business. We live this and breathe this every day with multiple clients. You know, we're 7 to 7 Monday through Sunday. So this isn't something I do as a hobby. We live and breathe this. So there's lots of great news available. Right now, interest rates are the lowest they've been in 6 months. Yes, I said that. Lowest in 6 months. So if you were going to refinance or purchase, and you're on the fence and not sure if you could, then you need to call me at 888-862-3162 and let me get you off the fence. Rates are lower and home values are higher. So we can take care of that situation and be able to pull cash out of the property because there's higher value available. We can borrow up to 80% and the interest rate's going to be lower. I have actually somebody refinancing and their interest rate is now going from over 5%. His name is Bruce. Bruce, I hope you're listening. His interest rate's over 5%, and I'm refinancing him today. And the interest rate has a 3 in front of it. Yes, 3. So I know it sounds silly, but I really get excited about this stuff. I'm making a difference in Bruce's life and his family. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you all this morning. I'm working all weekend, so give me a call at 888-862-3162. To repeat, that's 888-862-3162, or go to ReevesLoans.com. I'm here to help you all weekend. Let's get you pre-qualified and figure out where you can go. Call me at 888-862-3162, or go to ReevesLoans.com, and let's connect this morning. I'm here all weekend, and we want to help you.
You see, Megan, I want to elaborate on a point. For those of you just joining us, we've got Megan Reeves. We're talking about how you can qualify for a mortgage. Megan, my last point is about refinance. Values are still high, Megan. What if the market drops? That's why I feel like people have got to respond now. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. If you know, people are staying in their homes. A lot of people are staying in their homes longer. So if you were thinking about, if you're going to stay in your home, what are you going to want to do? I already know. You're going to want to finish the dog run outside. You're going to want to get the pool put in, right? You need that roof fixed because it's been 12 years now and you told me you wanted to get it fixed. If you're going to get the next 5 to 10 years out of your house, let's make it what you want it to be and pull the cash out to get those jobs done right now. 862-3162. To repeat, that's 888-862-3162, or go to ReevesLoans.com.
You know what? I love having Megan Reeves in studio. She has got an energy about her and a heart that is just unbelievable. All right, I've got an incredible discussion coming up about AI and how it relates to the military and the movie The Terminator. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this. Surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, for those of you who don't already know this about me, I love going to the movies. Hey, wait a minute. If I love going to the movies so much, then why the heck haven't I gone to the movies in a long time? Oh, wait a minute. I know the answer. I'm single. And I haven't asked anyone on a movie date in decades. But you know what? I promise you, that day is coming. In fact, I'm going to ask my 85-year-old mom to go on a movie date with me because you know what? She loves to eat popcorn, she loves to drink soda, and she loves to laugh. And she's beautiful, she's kind, she's loving, she's passionate, she's smart, and she likes to hold my hand, which is my kind of yummy woman. Now, as you can probably imagine, I'm not the kind of girl who chooses love stories or slow, mushy movies. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course I've seen mushy movies and love stories because I was in a 25-year relationship with an amazing yummy at one point in my life. But the truth is, I'm more like a guy as it relates to movies, and I would much rather see an action movie or something that's thought-provoking or maybe some futuristic freaky movie like The Terminator, which is one of my favorite all-time movies. Now, like most of you, when I first watched The Terminator decades ago, I never ever thought that it was going to be possible to have artificial intelligence robots serve as like, you know, war machines and soldiers. But then again, I never thought the star of the movie was going to one day be our great governor. Boy, was I sure wrong. Which leads me to my next discussion. Now, many of you have heard of Elon Musk, you know, the founder of Tesla and SpaceX, which I think that company is going to take all the corrupt politicians on a one-way trip to Mars. Can't wait for that to happen. Well, right now, Elon Musk and thousands of other brilliant-minded alien business people, they are super concerned that artificial intelligence companies are building robot soldiers and weapons that are going to destroy the world as we know it. And that is especially true if these AI robots somehow end up in the hands of that evil dictator in North Korea or the Middle East, which they're gonna get, guys, because let's be real here. Those countries have nukes, so they're going to get artificial intelligence soldier robots and weaponry as well. So last week, something kind of cool happened. Elon Musk signed an open letter urging the United Nations to ban the use of artificial intelligence in weapons before this technology gets out of hand. Come on, guys. It's going to get out of hand just like the nukes have gotten out of hand and the chemical weapons have gotten out of hand and our politicians have gotten out of hand. So I just don't believe that anyone is going to be able to stop artificial intelligence advancement, especially as it relates to war. Now, the letter that Elon Musk published was last Monday. And I don't know if you know this, but that was the same day that the United Nations group of governmental experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems, they were supposed to discuss ways to protect you, your family, from the misuse of these automated weapons. And guess what? This meeting was postponed. And it was probably postponed due to a technical glitch. So the thing is, when you argue against AI weapons, right? You think about what they can do. And I saw The Terminator, and you saw that movie, and it wasn't pretty. Because these AI weapons, they threaten to become the third revolution in warfare. If that can of worms is opened, and I'm telling you, once it's opened, it's going to be very hard to close. After all, most people, especially the moms and dads of people who have served our country and died in the military, let's face it, these people would way rather have AI soldiers in battle so their kids don't get killed in a war or on some defective Navy warship that crashes into an oil tanker or merchant ship on a beautiful day. By the way, I gotta tell you something. These discussions have been going on for years. Just because Elon Musk is now talking about it, I'm telling you that a similar letter was signed back in 2015. And you know what it said? The exact same thing. But this is what you've got to know and what you've got to be afraid of. There are 3,000 AI robotic researchers and companies out there. They know of the inherent dangers of AI weapons, and they know what it's going to do. Are you ready? And I'm quoting. If we have artificial intelligence weapons, they are going to be used for assassinations, destabilizing nations, subduing populations, and worst of all, they're going to be selectively used to kill a particular group of people. Come on, let's look at the math, people, because math doesn't lie. How in the world are these 3,000 companies that are involved with AI development going to slow down? Because you know what they care about, people? They are just like Wall Street. They care about one thing and one thing only, and that's greed and making their human shareholders happy. Now, all of us are already familiar with drone warfare because let's face it, man, you see those things out there in the Middle East, they're dropping bombs, and the great thing about them is they're being used in lieu of putting our soldiers, our military, our amazing men and women at risk. So, hey, I like these drones, all right? I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't see a lot of drones in The Terminator, man. I just saw those freaky robots. So I like drones so long as they save the lives of our men and women in the military. But I got to get back to that can of whoop-ass, okay? Because once we open this door, I'm telling you right now, it is going to lower the threshold for going to war and battle. And you know what it's going to do? It is going to create a global arms race in which lethal technology is going to be mass produced, deployed, and then it's going to be hacked by the people in Russia and hacked by the people in China and even North Korea. So my question is, right? We're going to have all this technology. There's going to be black markets, and we're going to be in trouble. Now, remember, artificial intelligence technology, it's already reached a point where the deployment of these things, I'm telling you right now, it is right around the corner. And can you imagine what the stakes are going to be? If we get artificial intelligence wrong, okay? and someone can hack it, like maybe they hacked those Navy destroyers because they couldn't even steer right. What does that mean? I'm going to tell you what it means. It means that we are going to see evil people willing to sell these things on the black market. Hey man, you saw the other day the evil dictator in North Korea sent those chemical weapons to Syria? Uh-huh, that's what that dude is doing. Thank God we caught that. But are we going to catch everything? Of course not. Now listen, Elon Musk is a really smart guy, right? And he loves the Terminator. So maybe, just maybe, we have got to listen to what he's saying at the very least. Or, here's an idea. You ready, guys? Maybe we need to cheer for him when he takes our corrupt California politicians on that one-way trip to Mars. You see, our country is evolving. Where are you with this evolving process? Are you gonna G-O-Y-A? Get off your ass, man, and get a job in technology so that you are not replaced by Rosie the Robot. Now, I know you remember a couple months ago when I did that segment on the fact that we've got robots that are going to come out and replace 7 to 25 million jobs. Well, what are we going to do then? I'll tell you what I'm going to do then. I'm going to hire Rosie the Robot. I'm going to have her cook for me and clean, and it's going to be a wonderful thing. But again, I'm concerned like Elon Musk is about artificial intelligence and how it's going to affect you. Because remember the beginning of the segment. I love going to the movies, and so do you. But I would hate for my favorite action movie, The Terminator, to become a real thing on our amazing planet Earth. All right. This has been one of the greatest shows we've done. We've had great energy, great fun, and the thing is, I want you to have a great weekend. If you'd like to hear any of our previous shows, why don't you check out our badass website, RonnieDeutschRadio.com. All right, everyone, take care. Hope you have a great weekend. See you next weekend on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.